One of those bankers is Jeff Talpas, who oversees the bank's operations in the West region.
One of the things that really excites me, I mean, this has been now a 31-year career in banking, and my favorite, absolute favorite part of the day is about 5 to 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, when I know we're going to open the doors. And all of our team members in the West region, we have 1,600 team members, are going to hit the streets in some form or another and help those in their communities have a better life, whether it's through lending and college education, supporting obviously business growth, etc. It's a value proposition like no other industry. And so, you know, it's not the financial part of it. It's about serving the community at the highest level. And so I've always celebrated that. Team members that have worked with me know that I get really, really excited no matter where I'm at 10 minutes till 9 when we're opening the doors, because I know that we're going to do great work in the community. And you know, that's a blessing to me.
What's your personal story? Where'd you grow up?
So I'm a military brat. My dad was a major in the Army, and so I was born in Fort Polk, Louisiana, but we've lived everywhere. And you know, because of that that gypsy lifestyle, you learn to make friends pretty quickly because you move from place to place, but you also get to see the world, and you get to see different societies and how people live, and you understand pretty quickly just how fortunate you are. And you know, I take giving back to society and to our communities very, very seriously.
I also talked to Kevin Cunningham. He's vice president of the bank's Birmingham Volunteers chapter in Alabama, which is one of the more active chapters across the bank's footprint. I worked with Kevin for a few years in communications before he moved in an entirely different direction and became an operations systems admin in engineering. Kevin and I had swapped a lot of stories about our kids, so I know he's a very, very busy guy. He was also always the guy who asked the right questions at the right time, very insightful and thoughtful, and what he tells me captures that.
What gets me going back out there is that it refreshes me. You know, it makes me feel excited to be able to help somebody, to be able to provide a service, and see that joy in their face. One event that I've done for years is feeding the homeless out in a park in downtown Birmingham. And one of the first times that I went out there, I ran into a gentleman, or sat down and talked with a gentleman who just talked to me about the things that he was looking forward to in life. You know, he talked about how, in particular, people have helped him. Somebody gave him an old RV to live in, you know, just because he talked to them about what he was looking forward to doing. You know, he wanted to work, he wanted to go back and you know, be productive in life. He just still had hope in his heart. And to me, that was inspiring to me, you know, that I was sitting there providing him a meal, but he was giving me some just hope. He was giving me something to run on. And we go out once a month. The next month I went out there, I didn't see him, and I haven't seen him since. So for me, at least, that inspired me that he was able to fulfill some of those things that he was hoping for. So if nothing else, it gives me a sense of hope that no matter the situation, a lot of us live paycheck to paycheck, so one or two paychecks and we may be on the streets ourselves. But still having hope in your heart no matter what the situation is, that helps me. So I'm a little selfish, I get something out of it too.
When I asked Ray Ocanias who else I should talk to, he pointed me to Yoli Davila. I'd worked with Yoli very briefly on a project, but didn't know much about her story. I asked her the same question I'd been asking everyone. What do you tell yourself when you're just flat out, demands coming at you from every direction, and you still go volunteer your time?
That's a great question. So, you know, what is it that drives me? And the same reasons I could probably use to not go out there and make a difference are the same reasons I actually use to go out there and make a difference. So I'm a single mom. Early on, I think I defied a lot of odds starting up, you know, growing up in a border region. First-generation college student. I just kept defying those odds. Even early on, I had my first baby. He'll be 21 soon. And so I know people look at me and think, wait, what?
Yes, and I am.
So Christian was certainly my inspiration and driving force. I didn't skip a beat, went to school in Massachusetts. After that, continued on to grad school, and my children continued to be my driving force. And I've always been big on living beyond myself. We have to remember, you know, alone we're so insignificant, but together we can be such an amazing force. And so we have to think and live beyond ourselves. And it's just so amazing to be able to help other people. That's what gives me so much energy to be able to see people getting into affordable housing.
Bre had mentioned that you benefited from the program too.
I did. So I went from being in grad school, and shortly after graduate school, I didn't necessarily have a job right after graduate school, and so I qualified because of that, and because I had a young child at that point and I was a single mother, I was able to qualify to be a part of Foundation Communities Affordable Housing, which is a top-notch, nationally recognized affordable housing nonprofit in Austin. I actually had been an intern for them while I was in grad school, so it's funny how it all looped around. And shortly after that, I was invited to be on the board of Foundation Communities, and then I became the chair. I was lucky in that they were there for me when I needed them. I feel it's my responsibility to give back of so much that I've been given.
This is Daniel Morales again, who rattled off the stats and facts in the beginning about the bank's community activities. I wanted to ask Daniel what motivates him, because he's a pretty quiet guy. He's not at all the extrovert that some of these other people are, that all of these other people are. So just as one introvert to another, I was curious to know what his equation looks like, how he convinces himself to go out there and do all these many, many different sorts of volunteer activities that he does. The answer is pretty simple.
What gets me through when you're incredibly busy, you need to find time to go volunteer, but you really don't know if you have what it is to go out there? I think for me, it's more, you feel that sense of accomplishment. You just feel better overall when you know you've made an impact on somebody's life. So for example, last week was preparing for the volunteer summit. I had a busy week, was volunteering different things. And so I had a volunteer event on Saturday morning to go with an alumni association to go volunteer to sort meals for a Meals on Wheels program. And so it's like, do I really want to go on a Saturday morning after a long week? I have another long week coming up. But something that really pushed me through is knowing that you have a group of people that are willing to do the same thing, go for the same cause. It's very inspiring. It's kind of engaging to me, where you get to just be with the other people that are passionate about helping other people. That's really what gets me out there.
Well, it's kind of interesting to me too, because you're shy. Would you say that you're shy?
I am shy. I am shy. But I think I overcome that when I get the chance to make an impact on somebody else's life.